This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Words that are priceless. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, shall I teach you words? Had you say them, Allah will forgive all of your shortcomings. Allahu Akbar. Even if you were already forgiven. What does it mean, even if you were already forgiven? One of the meanings for our benefit here is that if someone says these words when they don't have sins at that moment, how is that possible? Because of repentance that they've made or hardships and calamities that purified them from their shortcomings, saying these words elevates their status. Allahu Akbar, makes them go to other levels in Jannah, upper ones. May Allah make you and I the neighbors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if someone who does have sins says these words, which I will share with you inshallah, then that will be means of their forgiveness. Yalla, bismillah, ready? Yalla. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say, La ilaha illallah al-aliyyul azim. There's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, the exalted, the most great. La ilaha illallah al-hakimul kareem. There's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, the most wise, the most honorable. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah. There's no deity worthy of worship but Allah. Allah is free from every fault and any imperfection. Rabbis samawati sab' wa rabbil arshil azim. The Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise is due to the Lord of all worlds and beings. Allahu Akbar. Isn't that beautiful? One more time with no translation. Yalla, one more time. La ilaha illallah al-aliyyul azim. La ilaha illallah al-hakimul kareem. La ilaha illallah subhanallah rabbis samawati sab' wa rabbil arshil azim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah bless you all. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum.